When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Folks, they are trying to take DFS away from our sweet, sweet Canadian friends. We will not let it happen today. Brian and I discuss on Lulz, plus a new intro.
He thinks this is a go. Vegas Dave thinks this is a go.
Hot naked girls doing yoga.
What?
Why don't you just win like a man?
Random.org. Type in one for yes, two for no, and let the DFS guys pick for you.
And I'm absolutely begging you not to dupe us. Please don't dupe us.
What do we think, Brian?
That's good.
It was about time we moved on. We've had the default, you know, streamers intro here for a little over a year. So my guy Zenon, who's been helping me out with video clips, put that together for us, and I love how it turned out.
That was great. This December 3rd, 1983.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is Zenon did that, and he didn't even know that we have the joke that we've been making this podcast for years and years. So,
really?
It was just perfect. Yeah. I was trying to think of, like, what are the things from the Lulz universe that are, I don't know, permanently embedded within this. And so Vegas Dave, random.org, not duping, I feel like we hit a lot of the main ones.
Yeah, no, that was good. I forgot about a couple of those. The Vegas Dave one.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this in the my Discord because it doesn't auto do it for Twitch. I have to go back into that bot thing and figure that one out.
Oh, yeah, I can show you how to do that. Good afternoon to everyone. Thank you, Lou. I know you guys had a good Will Smith, Chris Rock thumbnail on the Club MGMI show on Monday. I had to get in the mix.
Yeah, there.
Brian and I do this show on Wednesdays. Brian hasn't got his Chris Rock takes off yet, so we had to do that. Ryan Bradley is looking forward to the afternoon lulls. Welcome, Joshua. Spoiler alert. Yes, you get a UFC 273 show, assuming UFC 273 is the one a week from Saturday. Is that the one, Brian?
You know what? I know that, but I don't.
If it is the one on April 9th, then yes. Brian and I are cooking up a little special Saturday stream.
Yes.
And we've already booked some guests. It's going to be a fun card. So yes, you guys can plan on tuning in for that. We will have drinks, and it coincidentally, Brian and I were wanting to do this live hang anyways. Our friend John Kelly had reached out to us about running it back, but Brian, it is also going to be conveniently our 200th/100th show.
That's right. Yeah. It just worked out that way. It's perfect.
There you go.
We're going to try to give away some stuff too. We'll see if we can get some free stuff for people.
Yeah. I mean, the people love the giveaways, right?
We'll do just a horrible structure, no structure, a randomizer that makes no sense. And eventually we'll get it to you.
There you go. Joshua has 2555 tickets. I assume that's a DraftKings contest for that. Congratulations. That'll be a fun sweat. Yes, Eric, this is the new Lulz time. Brian and I are better than ever. We're more rejuvenated. 4 p.m. Brian and I spoke with some shamans, some people who take looks at internal body clocks. They kind of optimized when we can best deliver these takes. And they said Lulz at 4 p.m. is when we are most in sync, Brian.
That's right. Yeah.
Six wants to know, though. He wants your Will Smith, Chris Rock takes. I've already fired a few off on a couple other shows, but I got to hear. I can't imagine you are watching this live.
Of course not. Of course not. But I did immediately tweet after I saw it. So,
what was your immediate tweet? I missed it.
It was a joke you wouldn't get. I don't think it was. I heard, not watching, but I heard the Dodgers catcher just bitch slapped Chris Rock.
Yeah,
it's a stupid baseball joke. There, Will Smith is the catcher for the Dodgers. People seem to like it.
Okay. All right. Little joke for MLB Twitter there.
MLB Twitter joke. With the new season coming, you know?
Yeah.
There were some good ones out there, though.
Yeah.
This is why you got sent to Beller in the first place, I saw.
There were lots of puns on there on the Fresh Prince as well. Did you have any – I assume, obviously, you then watched the clip. What were your immediate thoughts after seeing the clip?
My meeting one was, is this fake or not?
Yes.
Twitch. My immediate thought was, this is crazy, but is this fake or not? Like, I mean, right away, like if you're watching it right that minute, I could be like, no, maybe this is staged. I don't know. And then, cause they didn't have that feed where he's like freaking out afterwards, where he's swearing and stuff. That was like a foreign feed.
Yes.
So the first feed, you just see the slap and then he comes back and that's it.
Yes.
And I wasn't watching live. And then eventually those other feeds come where he's, you know, keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. And he's like almost on the verge of tears, if not crying. And it's like, and then Chris Rock kind of like bumbles it. And it's like, okay, I think that was real.
Yeah, I kind of wish I was watching that live because I feel like my reactions in the moment would have been more pure opposed to waking up to all of the Twitter jokes there. Catching up on a few things, both FF Doom, I did legit just get out of the sauna about an hour ago. I was at the gym. Thank you for saying I'm glowing. I actually have a new camera, and so I'm still working through my lighting situation here. I need to get
bad. You just got out of the gym, so you're a little.
Yeah, but like I'm shiny right now. Like if I had a zit with this camera and this lighting, it would be bad news.
Yeah, it looks like you just got out of the gym or whatever.
Thank you guys. I appreciate everyone saying my guy's glistening here.
It's not that bad. I would. They're getting to you with it's the lips comment all over again. They're getting to you.
the glistening man with no lips. Thank you. Although I will say, I'm noticing here, Soli Bro is trying to divide the LOLs community. He says the Virgin YouTube versus the Chad Twitch stream chat. I mean, is this going to become a civil war here among LOLs? I
like
LOLs? It.
That's like a big T technique. You know, the jocks versus the nerds. I think we're going to bring them over to Twitch.
Yeah. Will asks, what gym do I go to? I want to stalk you. At least you make your intentions very clear when you ask that question. I feel like you probably could have baited me into telling you with a better setup there, but I'm going to pass on that one, really.
No, thank you.
Let's see here. Do you ever grow a bread, Pete? Is this like a sourdough bread COVID thing that everyone did? Is that what this is referencing?
I would assume that means he meant beard, but maybe not.
Look at, well, I mean, what is going on with our chat? GM Shorty is now saying I need to have a makeup artist for my LOLs appearances.
You're not the only one. I forgot that. I haven't shaved in a while.
How about this, guys? How about I just turn down the brightness here? You guys want some... Maybe there. How's this? A little better?
It's a little better.
And then I'm going to have to reset all these. Whatever. Screw you guys. Don't I'm living my best yet. Life.
Don't get to you.
Any other takes, though, on the Will Smith, Chris Rock stuff before we move on?
The whole thing was pretty crazy. And that there's like a kind of a large portion of people who are like you got to protect your woman. Like it was okay to do that crowd. Okay. I'm assuming you're on the same page as me, which is you can't just go up and hit somebody. Sorry. But like I don't think their logic makes sense either. If they think about it like a little bit longer, let's take like the legality out of it.
Yeah.
Like if you could, you like, propose a scenario where I would like do something like that. It was like probably, you know, like someone, like if someone's parents just passed away the day before, you're making fun of that or some, you know, some cold shit.
The Bitcoin bros says your DAO idea sucks.
Well, yeah, somebody said tomorrow. Something about my DAO. Like yeah. That's fucking that. Yeah, that's a backhand right there, at least. I'm just getting angry thinking about it. Will, you know, maybe Will Smith was right. But I think even if you said like, okay, somebody made fun of somebody, you know, whatever. I don't even want to get something really bad, right? Even if you hit the person. Like, you're still just, like, you know you're, like, taking a chance, right? You're not, like, oh, okay, it's my turn to – everyone subjectively agrees that this is the time you can hit somebody.
Yeah.
So, like, once you hit somebody, like, and then you bring, like, laws back in, like, there's a reason there's a story like the Hatfield and McCoys, right? It's because then the other person can then fight back. Or if you kill them, like in the Hatfield McCoys, it could become this like clan war of people going back and forth, which is why we have laws. So like that sort of thing doesn't happen, right? Like it doesn't go, hey, you got to defend your woman. And then it ends there. Like what, right? Like what, am I living in a crazy world here? Or are they just completely not thinking this through?
No, they're not thinking it through. And also, like, what's the intended effect? Like, Will Smith comes out looking like a crazy person. Like, I know there were those takes flying around. Like, yeah, he, you know, defended his woman's honor. But the majority of the public thinks he's a crazy person who lost his marbles.
Right.
So, like, if your take is that he, wouldn't defending the woman, someone said Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote a Substack.
Yeah,
on something. Wouldn't Will Smith writing a Substack post after the fact or doing something where he said, hey, this is why this joke was insensitive, this is why it crossed the line for me, wouldn't that be defending her honor way more than going up and slapping someone?
You would think so. And for like the defenders too, like, don't you think there's some subjectivity here going on with like, maybe you think this is your level for where it's okay to slap? Like, what if somebody else has a different level? They don't like your politics or something. Is it okay then for them to slap you? Like, where does this end? You know, are you really thinking this through? And also, so I tweet.
Oh, go ahead.
I tweeted out. I got like one like. I'm like, you know, he's on roids. I bet he's got a big part. He just played like an old guy. He was probably overweight or something. I didn't see the movie, and he's got to get in shape. And so I Googled his IMDb, and his production. His next two movies are Bad Boys 4. And that Blight or whatever, where he's also kind of like a cop hero.
Yeah.
I bet he's juiced to the gills right now.
Okay. All
not
right.
To mention are clearly unstable. And
yeah,
you know, he's been a celebrity, you know, half a billionaire since he was whatever, 16. So he's probably insane, you know, but like, I think the juice didn't help.
Right. I could see that. I'm sure this take has been floated. I know this is not a novel idea, but there's no chance he does that if Amy Schumer delivers that joke. Do you think if it's Jimmy Kimmel, let's say, standard white comedian, do you think he goes up there and slaps?
I don't know. I would probably. Yeah, I don't think he's slapping The Rock.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think that's the thing.
Like Chris Rock, a guy that has your same race, that is much shorter than you and probably is going to be a bit of a pacifist. Chris Rock is going to take that one on the chin. He's not cocking back and getting into a brawl with you. Like that was a safe slap candidate for Will Smith.
Yeah. And it was cowardice. He didn't go up there like, I'm going to kick your ass. Get ready. Here it comes. You know what I mean? He went up there almost kind of just like his head down. Chris Rock probably thought he was doing a bit. He was going to like whisper in his ear or whatever, who knows, or maybe hug him really hard. Who knows? And then he cold cocks him. And you know, it's like, it's not a full punch, but it doesn't, I mean, he got him pretty good. I mean, it's hard to tell. He rolled with it. I mean, there's still like a 2% chance the whole thing was fake, but like, I seriously doubt it at this point, but it was what are they, 4 inches at least in height, probably 50 pounds. and Will Smith's on juice and Chris Rock probably isn't.
Edwin is calling bullshit on him getting roided up to play Rich.
No, that was last year. That's last year. He won the Academy Awards for. And that was hilarious. These people are so far from reality. That's like, we'll just keep him there. No one even stop this. And then we'll give him his award.
Yeah.
This award.
Well, I was thinking,
what world are you living in?
Well, these guys live in insane world. I was this is very tangentially related, but just talking about Hollywood stars who have like warped brains. But I heard a story recently about how Tom Cruise, like through COVID, was like just pushing through filming Mission Impossible 7. And they were filming it in various places of Europe. But of course, these countries, and I believe the example was Finland, they have their shutdown rules and what they're allowing to do. And Tom Cruise is like going to, you know, the patriarchs of these countries and the presidents and being like, I need to shoot Mission Impossible and trying to get like carve outs. It's like Tom Cruise just so out of his rocker that he's like, the rules don't apply to me. And I am going to make my movie and I'm going to ask the king if I can do that. These guys, they're beyond the pale as far as hilarious. What everyday life is.
Sweden has a king. I don't know if Finland does. Google Finland's prime minister, Sanna. I can't remember her last name.
Sanna Marin?
Yeah. Marin or Mary, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
not bad. Prime minister, as far as prime ministers go, that's a dime piece.
Did we just find out that Brian's in love with the prime minister of Finland?
Why not? Is there anything wrong with that?
You guys, this is what you guys are going to do. You're going to pair up and you guys are going to get gambling, poker, DFS, sports betting legalized across the world. Brian Hooper in a Marin ticket. I mean, who says
I have a feeling she doesn't agree with any of my politics. Any of my politics.
You know, you could try.
She got busted during the COVID lockdowns at a clubbing.
Seems like you guys have a lot in common.
Well, no, I don't force lockdowns on a whole country and then go out clubbing. I probably wouldn't do that.
That's like the Gavin Newsom move, right? He goes, forces lockdowns, and then goes to
like 10 of them got caught. Yeah. He's definitely, he was exhibit A. Chris Rock. So at first I thought he's going to be cool. Chris Rock seems like a cool dude, right? I mean,
yeah.
At first I thought he's just going to be cool, but he hasn't said anything and it's been what now? 3 days.
Yeah.
So I think he was at first, he's like, you know, whatever. Don't press charges. That's another thing. The charges thing. But let me talk about Chris Rock first. I think he was like trying to be cool or whatever. And I think it's like coming to him like, well, first of all, I'm going to be a meme now for the next decade, right? Like that meme, we joked about it on DMs today. Like it's not going to be funny here in like a day, but then eventually someone's going to make a good one like a few months from now and then it'll get back in vogue. And then it's going to be part of like the meme rotation for a long time. This is going to be part of the meme rotation for a long time. And so like they're not going to be talking about his special. Like his old stand-up specials, like those early ones were classics. If people haven't seen them,
yeah,
check out his first two. Anyways, like it's actually damaging to his career. Like he could argue it at least. Yeah. And then he's like, I'm doing all these stupid movies with Adam Sandler to pay the bills. Maybe if I don't have to do those anymore. I just get my Will Smith and sue the Academy. He definitely sued the Academy and Will Smith.
I see. I agree with Steel Curtain's take. I think he's going to spin this into content because I do think there's multiple paths to winning. The one you outlined could definitely be a path to winning, but I think as far as saving his face, like he can do whatever he wants with this. He could write an hour of stand-up about this night, this moment. He could write a book. He could do a podcast series. Like he could do whatever the hell he wants to monetize this. And my guess, knowing Chris Rock, how talented Chris Rock is, how well connected he is, he can get any distribution channel he wants. He will tell this story in the way he wants and he will monetize it. And he will ultimately, I think, control the narrative on it.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing saying he can't do both of these things.
Yeah.
I think he definitely is going to do it in his stand up. Like, it's clearly that's going to be like a 15 minute bit.
Yeah.
If not longer. But like, I think he could do both. I mean, why not? I mean, he could probably get his people to contact Will Smith's people and they give him $50 million tomorrow and he just don't file a lawsuit.
Yeah.
I bet. I wouldn't doubt me. And also suing the Academy Awards, people would probably cheer him for that. They don't like the Academy Awards anymore, right? Yeah. Like, they're like the epitome of, you know, rich snobs.
Yeah.
So like, that doesn't hurt his career. So like, I think you do the bits, you go on the TV shows and, you know, the Jimmy Kimmel's whatever, and you have your one liner about it. You could do it all. And then you sue the Academy and maybe get a little money from Will Smith. You don't have to do your Adam Sandler 15 minutes every year.
I'm telling you right now, if next year's Oscars isn't absolutely littered with fake punches, fake wrestling, just psych outs here and there, those writers have failed. I mean, it is now so right. You go up to accept your speech, you do the fake fighting. Like, I need this fully staged.
Sure.
Now
you come out in like some protective gear or a catcher's mask.
Yeah, there's so many bits you could do with that.
Oh yeah, they're definitely. Someone
in the chat was mentioning that Chris Rock shows have been selling out fast. I'd seen this one, the Wilbur, a venue here in Boston, performs at the Wilbur Theater. That's tonight. $46 cheapest ticket a week and a half ago. Now $411 as of a couple days ago. So this is already putting butts in seats.
And I could totally be wrong, but I looked at his Twitter on when it happened, and I swear he had like 3.6 million followers. And I looked at it today and he had over 5. That could have been, I could have just been looking at the wrong thing, but like, I would love to see if he actually added that many in 2 days. I guess it wouldn't surprise me. And then like the pressing charges thing too. Now, I am no lawyer, but I don't think it works like TV shows, like Law and Order. Like, I don't think you just get to go, I won't press charges. And he's like, okay, it's case dismissed. Like that type of thing is like, if there's like a fight at a house or something, and then the cops come and you go, I don't want to press charges. Well, they just don't have anything. They don't have a case. So they go, okay, and they leave.
Right.
But if it's on TV, if you punch someone in front of a cop, right, in front of hundreds of people on the streets of Chicago or something, and everyone sees it and it's all recorded, like, it's a criminal offense. Like, so he doesn't have to go civil and sue him for money. But like, I don't think you just get to go, no. I think the cops can still prosecute Will Smith if they wanted to, and it wouldn't be like rude or mean. I think that's like the status quo. And there's a little Hollywood TV show of people going, no, if you say you don't press charges, it's over. Right. And like, no, I don't think so. I could be wrong about that though.
There's probably also a line to, you know, what you do. Like, there's a line too where it's like, I mean, what, you kill someone and someone doesn't press charge? I mean, you're still going to be like, what? Yeah.
Like, no, but we have it on camera. Like, there was 100 cops on scene, but you said not to press charges. You know, well, a dead person can't say that, but like, either way, I get your point. Right before they're off a life support, don't press charges, and then they die.
Goodness. So there you go. Chris Rock, Will Smith. I have a feeling this isn't the end of content we have seen about this story for sure. Brian, sad news today or recently here in the DFS streets. Ontario sports betting is coming, and because of a few different mechanics of that, DFS is no longer going to exist in Ontario as of what, a few weeks from now, even less than that, beginning of April, correct?
Tomorrow or 2 days.
Tomorrow. Okay.
I think. I mean, who knows? These reports are kind of having a little bit of contradictions or so. But yeah, like the 4th is when sports betting is legal, but I think they're pulling out on the 1st. And then when we first saw this, we didn't know if DraftKings is going to do it, but it looks like both FanDuel and DraftKings are pulling out.
And maybe just to set the stage for this conversation and the people who are listening to this in audio form and not seeing the article up on the screen, maybe kind of give the broad strokes of what led to this moment.
Well, they had some sort of monopoly sports betting product in Canada. I think it was like parlays or something like that. I know very little about it, but I've seen people talk about it. and they decided to go province by province, which is, you know, state by state here in America, and let them kind of pick and choose what they, how they want to handle gambling. And so Ontario put this regulation on it. I don't know what the AGCO is. It's probably some sort of committee from their government, established by statute, was what I would guess. That's how we do it here in Illinois anyways. This $100,000 registration fee, which is, that's not that bad, but the 25% tax on DFS revenue, and according to this article anyways, is double the rate.
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming that they're just like, this isn't worth it. And also now they can't do pool liquidity. So you can't have Quebec and Ontario players playing all on the same site. And I don't know if that means our rest of world too. So like you can't have a DFS site with just Ontario residents, I'm guessing. Although, I mean, this article says there was 2 million DFS players in Ontario alone.
That blows my mind. I would love to know how many are, you know, have played more than one contest or played more than one sport.
That's crazy high, because out of, it says in another article we have where they have about 14.5 million residents, right? And so that means like how many of those are kids and how many of those are like extremely old people?
Yeah.
And then out of that, you got 2 million. How many of those people are under 21? Right. God. So that's a high percentage.
Yeah.
Yep. Which sucks for them, you know?
No, it's awful. Steel curtain here. Poker and DFS have been ring fenced to Ontario. So if DraftKings wants to operate, it would have to be Ontario players only. Right. We've seen a similar thing with poker, right? Was it like the tri-state area in Vegas were kind of, it was what, like Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Vegas represented a poker pool that could play on like World Series of Poker?
Well, originally it was just your state. Mm-hmm. And I saw that they threw that around, that they were going to join up with those big ones in Delaware, because Delaware needs it, right? They're so small.
Yeah.
I don't know if that ever got done. I don't pay attention to poker legislation that much anymore. But yeah, that's exactly when I was talking about pool liquidity was exactly what that that comment was about. Yeah, it is a joke. In poker in Illinois is a joke. In one of these articles, Pete, there is at the bottom there's a little poker, blurb. So this does change poker too. So I guess now, see, what I always thought was like basically legal in Canada. So, yeah, some online poker operators are prepared to take a chance on Ontario. Last week, GG Poker announced it would launch in the province, 888. So, like, Poker Stars told Poker Fuse is working with regulators to find an attractive offering for players. See, because I thought Poker Stars was already legal in there.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was the whole thing, that all those poker players would go up to Vancouver and all over because that's where they could play all those online events.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it. But I guess they're going to do the same thing with those. Man, I mean, you'll have a poker site, because that's about the size of New Jersey. Actually, it's bigger than New Jersey. I think New Jersey's in like the 12 to 15 million resident range. Mm-hmm. So you'll have working sites, but if they can't pool liquidity again, that's going to suck. That would make Poker Stars way worse if they have to follow those rules now.
Yeah. Sounds like Steel Curtain. I take it you are in Ontario. Steel Curtain's kind of estimating that 2 million being normal or just a one-time user versus, he says, 150K active users. Even that still seems pretty good. Like that's a nice chunk of players there.
You would figure DraftKings would just eat it and pay, and then maybe charge higher rake and eat a little bit of it. And then since you don't pay gambling taxes in Canada, you know, I guess it's not that horrible for you guys, like compared to Americans anyways. But like, I don't know. I could see them going, why bother?
Well, Well, that was actually an interesting thing because we mentioned that Haralabob on Spanky podcast a week or two ago, and he was saying how they're even starting to crack down on some of the professional gamblers and poker players, saying, no, you do this professionally, so we are going to actually come for your taxes on it.
Right. Yeah, that sucks for them. I'm guessing it's the public players who are, you know, doing podcasts.
Building up a brand.
Yeah. Building up a brand, and they're like, hey, what the hell's going on here? I imagine if you make like 50K off of DFS every year, they probably don't give a shit. Or if you have a regular job and you make, you know, whatever off of DFS, they probably don't care. And that's a pretty nice edge over American players.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see here. FF Doom asked the question, is it possible or has there ever been a DFS contest where an entry can be up against the sports book itself, like a cash game versus DK's computerized or computer optimized lineup? We've talked about peer-to-peer DFS ideas. This is kind of an interesting thing. He's more saying almost like you're playing blackjack against the house and the house has its hand.
Yeah.
Would you love to see the DK optimal on a given slate?
Man. Huh.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Because they'd probably fuck it up for a while. I mean, they can't even get the actives right, you know, like.
Well, I was going to say they'd probably hire a DFS pro, right?
They'd probably hire a DFS pro, maybe a couple of them.
Yeah. Let's see here. Ian asked the pertinent questions here. Do you know if Ontario players can play at underdog? I'm going to guess this puts things in pretty dicey proposition. Wouldn't underdog be beholden to the same?
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
100,000, 25% taxes as any other operator? I guess it's always tough to know because the UEJA carve out or whatever, I don't know if that applies.
Yeah, because we had there was definitely when the legislation was going down here in Illinois, there was lobbyists for season long. In Springfield and making that distinction known. So
Sir Sheeb says he's checked in with underdog support. They're still unsure. Best small might not be DFS. So
it's definitely not DFS.
It isn't. So I truly hope that that distinction. Mm.
That is a lot of products though, like the Pick'em, who knows what they would do with that. And then they have their daily their daily offerings, right? Like you could play NBA tonight.
Right. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. Man. That's interesting. I don't know. I guess we could have asked.
Denden says, mind you, if you're in Canada, you can play on offshore gambling sites without a problem. Online slots are big on Twitch and they're all from Canada. Brian, have you thought about moving to Canada and focusing your new found Twitch presence on online slots?
I have. Yeah. Once I get to 53 followers. No. Online slots. I wonder if those, like the black, you know, like the blackjack slots you could like break even on if you play Perfect Strategy. Have you ever read any of those books?
Yeah.
I know someone who like basically has an addiction to those, like those slot machines. And I was telling him like, here, I sent him a link, do this book, do the Perfect Strategy. Just play the poker slot machine ones. Big difference between poker and
video black. Poker, right?
That's video poker, yeah. And like you'll break even, maybe you'll lose it a little bit, but maybe they'll comp you some free drinks or something.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna like lose tons of money over your lifetime if you can't stop, at least be smart about it. He's right. Like, no, I like the ones with all the diamonds and stuff. It's like, all right, fine, fuck you.
Well, that was like just on this week's Bet the Process with Rufus Peabody and Jeff Ma. They were talking about how if you play optimally, and that includes like gaming the comps and the perks, well, that you could probably break even at craps there if you're playing it optimally. So it's like that same kind of thought process, but you have to be doing everything right, taking advantage of the bonuses, the comps, the perks.
Right. Definitely. I guess some poker machines, like some of them are beatable, but like it depends. And I would think at the state level here, because we don't have a Nevada. You know, I mean, we don't have a Las Vegas in Illinois. So it's like just add bars and stuff like that. The VIG's probably so high that you're still going to be, you know, giving money away. But like if you could get it to like the bare minimum. And I'm saying like this is for people who like can't stop or something, like clearly okay, stop, you know, you have a problem. But if you can't stop, like at least use your brain about it and study this. And if you're gonna be playing all the time, you should get that Perfect Strategy down. Craps is a lot easier. Craps is just like the pass line, right? Like I think you just do just that one bet and or bet the true odds, right? I think a few of the ones are true odds too. Yeah
It's easier said than done. I think in general, there is this funny, you know, how people categorize themselves as, I guess the two axes would be, you know, entertainment to edge gamblers and then like nits to degenerates. Yeah. And like, there are obviously very sharp edge gamblers who are also degenerates.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing a lot of people who fall into that bucket who are addicted to slots are in the like nit entertainment.
Oh,
addicted
God.
Category.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's generous, like saying entertainment as opposed to just like you're being dumb about this. Like well, you could be a degenerate, just like do the best strategy and get the comps.
Yeah. I do think it is like for them, it is entertainment. Like they get that dopamine rush and it's their preferred way to pass the time.
It's true. I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you. But like, I mean, I don't know. I think you should be, if you're going to be addicted to it,
maybe you just
still have the entertainment and enjoy the entertainment and just play it to where you're breaking even at least.
Right.
Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. I don't think maybe it has nothing to do with intelligence, I guess, but.
No, that's like, I mean, when I'm at the casino and I get drunk and I'm not trying to play GTO poker, but I will play pretty aggro. And it's like, I know that if I'm going to be drunk and not making optimal decisions, at least being aggro is going to be the better of the two as far as playing. And so even just having the, like, I'm not just blindly going all in, like you still want to have fun and try to win. You want to play strategically. Otherwise. Yeah. But I guess that is just the thing of people who like games, who like puzzles. I think slots are almost entirely, at least even blackjack, you got to do some math in your head.
Yeah.
Like slots, you're literally just in a coma pressing a button.
Yeah. But you could still learn that Perfect Strategy.
Yeah.
I got kicked out of a poker room in San Jose once drunk at like 7 a.m.
This sounds like a great story. What is it?
Stack some dude, right? Like 5 minutes before. I didn't deserve it. But I won. I think eventually they started complaining about me.
Just in it, where you had to have been saying some shit.
Probably. Probably.
When was the last time you played poker live?
That might have been it, man. I don't know. Back then,
you got thrown out, never walked back in.
Yeah, they have a bunch of rooms there. We played like two or three of them in the same night. I don't know. I hate live poker. I played it a ton back in the day, but
the only live poker I enjoy, I guess, you know, if there's a really good tournament, that can be fun. And then also like when I go to Vegas with my buddies or whatever, and we just all get drunk and get like six of us at a table. And again, I know we're just taking money from each other, but just being drunk and having them bring you drinks with all your buddies at the table with like three strangers who are like, what the fuck is going on is a very fun experience.
That actually sounds fun. The only problem that is like, I get to see like the less experienced players kind of ruining it, you know, and like for these tourists, you know, they're like showing their cards. They don't know how to hide the cards. They're doing string bets and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. With my buddy, he always plays this game when we're doing that, where he'll like balance a dollar bill or a $5 bill, like on his poker stack. And he'll say to the dealer, if you can fling a card and knock this bill off, it's yours. And normally they like turn him down. And eventually the atmosphere gets so loose that the dealer's throwing cards to get tips. So yeah,
I've seen that bit before.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I will say here. So yeah, Chad's devastated with the news. Ah. Luckily I'm in Ottawa, Ontario, which is right across the river from Quebec. So
Time someone's ever said, luckily I'm in Ottawa. Okay, I'm kidding.
There's a first time for everything. But yeah, at least with some of that stuff, obviously it sucks. But, you know, if you love Masters DFS and you can at least drive across the river, enter your lineups, and then head back and still do it. I mean, at least you have an out there.
Yeah. So I was thinking, I don't know anything about the politics of Ontario, but I'm assuming it's just like America. And the casinos there, I would like to know if they have like casinos there or what interests were pushing back on this legislation. Because it's not like these legislators know anything about this. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, the right number for this thing I know nothing about is 100,000 and 25%. That sounds about right. You know, like they do research. Like they don't do research. The staff does research and then gives it to them. But that's not how decisions are made. That's usually just to like copy legislation from other states or provinces and then introduce that very similar legislation. So like there's definitely stakeholders in the background fucking you guys. I just don't know who they are. It could be horse tracks, or do you guys have dog tracks there? Or
yeah.
Who else would be interested in it? Like poker rooms. I'm blanking on some other ones, but whoever it is the ones fucking you.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Well, isn't this set up? I mean, as I understand it with the Ontario thing, it's like very analogous to the Vegas situation, right? Where the incumbent, you know, brick and mortar casinos having a monopoly there and have been able to keep out all of these new online forms of gaming. And that's kind of with this Ontario sportsbook moving in. They're like, and now you can't play DFS, where it's this perverted logic where they think, oh, if you're playing DFS, you're not going to come play blackjack at the casino or bet sides or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's logic and then there's political arguments, right, that are used for convenience. Like they don't believe them, but they just use them.
Yeah.
But in Illinois, they made the DFS sites buy into the casinos to give the casino owners more money. Mm-hmm. It's like that was part of the negotiation. So that's why, like, if you log into DraftKings in Illinois, it says DraftKings, I can't remember the casino, DraftKings, whatever. Like, so like Bet Rivers, this was part of Casino Queen, right? It says on my site, which I'm sure it doesn't say on yours, DraftKings at Casino Queen.
Hmm.
So like they made them buy into all of them.
Interesting. That's like on your the skin of the sportsbook site when you go to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have your own branding in Illinois. And FanDuel, I can't remember who they partnered with. And DraftKings was the worst because Casino Queen's like whatever, 4 hours from Illinois. And it happened during COVID. So that was another bullshit thing is during they wanted BetRivers wanted. So BetRivers has like the biggest political influence in Illinois. And so that to allow it, they had to get them to say yes. And part of that deal was all the other sites couldn't register people online or over the phone for a year and a half, for 2 years, something like that. Right. And then eventually DraftKings and FanDuel's lobbyists just said, fine, let's just do it now and get into it. And BetRivers thought they'd have a 2 year head start. And so here was their argument was DraftKings already has a head start because they have all these DFS players that were illegal. They illegally obtained. Right. And so if we need a 2 year head start just to catch up with them. That was their argument. And so they had 2 years where you had to go in to register all the way to the casino, which is trying to see FanDuel's one. I can't find it, but and then COVID happens. And so you're not going to go, I'm not going to drive 4 hours. I can't get into the casino anyways, or at least you're not supposed to. This is the beginning of the pandemic. And the governor lifted that mm-hmm. provision for like 6 months or something. And then the 6 months went away. They were still on lockdown, and then they took it away. It was I'm messing up the timeline a little bit, but it doesn't matter. Like it's just like it clearly had nothing to do with keeping people safe, right? Like it was all political from the start, which almost all this fucking shit is. And so like it'd be interesting to know the dynamics in Ontario and what's going on. But it's not this organic process of democracy and these guys just trying to come to the best conclusion for you. I guarantee it.
As Steel Curtain says, there's little to no casino lobby. It's strictly
that I seriously doubt it. Honestly, no offense. And I don't live there. I'm sure there's plenty of incompetence. Don't get me wrong. But like the legislature, and I'm sure it's the same way everywhere, is just like. And I had multiple people tell me this when I first got to Springfield, and they all thought they were smarter than the last guy. But the legislature is basically just like sampled from your average population. Like there's a couple smart guys, you know, a decent amount of dummies and a bunch of average people. Like there's no one really that special. So like there should be people there who know what's going on. And then the staff is completely different. The staff has a lot more power than people realize. And they're researching all this stuff. They can look at Illinois' legislation. They can look at Pennsylvania and all the differences. And it would really shock me if someone on staff didn't do that for this bill. Because usually you get assigned a section, like gambling, whatever your gambling is. And that would be part. You'd usually get like, it depends on how big the sector is, but you might get like two or three. If it's like insurance, maybe that'll be your only thing because insurance is so big, at least in America. It's probably not as big in Canada. Casino Queen, yeah. Exactly, yeah. St. Louis. But anyways, it'd be shocking to me if their staff didn't know what's going on and all the ins and outs. There could be people holding back bills that have nothing to do with their industry, just because they have so much influence and they're trying to pressure them to give them something for something completely unrelated. Like it happens constantly. It happens constantly. So like, even though there's a direct line of logic with BetRivers in Illinois and DFS, right? They're only doing that because they can use this direct line to achieve their end goals. If they didn't, they've used it in other areas. It doesn't matter. Like if you have the influence and the power to do it, it doesn't fucking matter. Logic is for you people, right? Not for them. They'll use logic when it's convenient to achieve their goals, but it doesn't really have anything to do with that. So like they'll be like, we want to oppose this bill. The unions do it too. Like, we'll just oppose this non-related bill because you guys aren't giving us this on this other thing. It happens fucking constantly. And they'll do it behind the scenes. They'll just call the guy. They don't have to go to committee and oppose it. They don't have to make it publicly known. They know.
Yeah. I didn't even think of this implication here. How many of users are almost exclusively playing hockey, or at least as their primary sport?
I guess that's a double-edged sword because you also probably lose the best players, best DFS players.
You think it would that be your thesis just by like pure sample size? If a lot of people play,
A lot of the top ones are from Canada.
Yeah,
but they're not necessarily all in Ontario.
Yeah, and also sorry for the audio listeners. Sully Bro Chill in chat saying hockey prize pools are headed for the Simpson stop. He's already dead meme. The implication being that the user base is getting kneecapped.
I wonder where Testostertown lives. He's the number one guy. I mean, but either way, like the volume's gonna go significantly down.
Yeah. Eric Johnson trying to end a classic Lulz segment about DFS and regulation and governments by saying, just give me the plays. I believe is Masters week next week.
Yeah.
Okay. We might have to, maybe we'll bring on a golf thought leader and do a little Masters preview next week, but I don't even know what tournaments this weekend. Do you have any golf takes?
I do. Are we doing next week? I thought we were going to just push it and do,
just do the Saturday?
Saturday, but we could do both.
I'm good. I would be down to talk a little Masters, fire a little bit.
Let's do it. And that I think I feel like I'm just going to jinx these guys, but Hideki.
Okay.
I think on 3X the field.
Would you call this a classic brick whale play?
Yes.
There you
I
go.
Got I don't have my ownership up. Let me get this up. I got Siwoo Kim. I love him as a tournament play. Do you know anything about these guys I'm talking about, Pete, or no?
No, a GA saying, oh no, Pete with the golf takes. What golf take did I just had? I just said I don't know. I don't have any takes. I said I want to have someone on to talk about golf so I can tail them and make a few lineups.
KH Lee. Those are probably my top three overweight.
Who's the third one?
KH Lee. I am not going to try to pronounce his full name.
So it's Hideki. Who is the second guy?
Siwoo.
Siwoo?
Yep. And KH Lee.
I'm noticing a pattern with your tastes.
Oh, you know what? I did. I didn't see that. See, because I don't see color. Okay.
What are Brian's loves in life? It is Finnish prime ministers and Asian golfers.
I don't discriminate. I do not discriminate. God. If you are a value play or a beautiful woman,
there the correlation. What is the R squared with three Asian golfers?
I swear to God, that was not intentional. I wonder if my what if like I'm so biased, I bias my own model.
We're going to look behind the curtain and see how much you're weighting this. Speaking of new golf models, Ryan Bradley asked thoughts on ETR grabbing golf. So yeah, our friends over at Establish the Run have been teasing a new golf launch. I believe Adam said they're going to announce it Friday. Brian and I think we kind of know what's cooking though.
Yeah.
No inside information, just connecting dots.
Right. Here was my logic. And I think Pete's the same. Who would Adam say, this is going to be a big, big reveal? I can't remember what he phrased it, but however he phrased it, who could it possibly be? How many guys in the universe could that possibly be?
Also, the way he worded the tweet, he said the people, and I think he used the word analytics behind it. And so, yeah, my guess is that Rufus Peabody is going to be bringing his golf model to ETR. That's my guess.
And I agreed with you. That was the first name that popped in my head. I don't know who else they could get.
Yeah.
It seems like
golf products out there in the DFS space, just in general, have you been impressed by, or have you sampled much or looked at ownership Rs and stuff like that?
The, the one I look at Alex's. I have Daily Roto. And they use, and I also look at Data Golf. Let me make sure that website's right. This is where
I used to check that for the cut sweat stuff.
Right. That's the live prediction. If you guys play DFS golf and you don't know this, if you go to Data Golf, I'm sure you can Google it. Their live prediction page, it's pretty sweet. It's like you could sweat your golfers with, like, it'll tell you a percentage chance they have to make, what percent chance it's going to be -3 or -4 cut. Those are the guys. And I've heard good things about Rick Rungood.
Yeah.
And no offense, I've never seen his stuff or signed up for his stuff, but that is because I've been doing this a long time. So so you might want to check him out. And
he also has he has a really good YouTube channel. He does. I'm not familiar with, like, the golf analytics side of what he does, but his content and his YouTube channel is really good.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen a video. My buddy watches him religiously, and he always
and then
I know again, I've been doing this a long time, so I don't keep up on this stuff, but I know Noto Roto Grinders, I think, released his proprietary model. So you guys might want to check that out. He's pretty sharp.
Yeah. And yes, Ryan Bradley further teasing out. Of course, Rufus launched the site Unabated, which we talked about with him. Maybe our friend CSU Rami looking to get off some golf takes, who's also been doing a little content for Unabated. Maybe a little CSU Rami, a little Rufus golf pod, get the band back together. Seems too good to be true.
Yeah. I mean, if it's going to be like, and it's Joe Schmo, it's like, why did you tease this, Adam? Like, no one cares. Like, it's got to be Rufus. And it depends on what he gives out. I don't know how he does his model, too, because if it's not like a full sim, it might not be that great for DFS, but I'm assuming it probably is. And so it'd be really easy for him to put it, just make some fantasy point calculations after that, and then hit all his bets. And when he's done, here you go. You know, I mean, and no skin off his back.
Yeah. I think it'll be good. I think it'll be
like it.
What? Yeah. I bet you don't like it.
No, because I'm already copying him. Or at least I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the markets and stuff, and then adjust my stuff to fit it. Cause I'm not trying to beat the markets. I'm just, so that kind of sucks for me if that actually happens, but I mean, that's one less. Hopefully they don't get a lot of subs.
Yeah. So you guys can stay tuned to that. I believe, like I said, they're going to announce that Friday. Those guys always doing good work over there. Steel Curtain still pumping you. You know, Eric got your golf plays. Steel Curtain is going to the Raptors game tonight in Dusty, Ontario. He can't play DFS, but he sure as hell can fire at props. Brian, do you have anything up on Brick 75?
Wednesdays are tough for me to get my props out because
We
got PGA, the show, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I told the guys in my Discord, like, I'll probably do maybe a couple more, but there's, like, no point until playoffs at this point. Mm-hmm. The rotations, Pete, you're not in these streets, but it's just ridiculous. Last night, that was Dwight Howard last night, people – NBA people in the chat, 5 minutes this guy gets, like, and I was,
what was his projected minutes in most places?
Like 28, I want to say. He got announced as starter.
Yeah.
And then they, like, benched him after 5 minutes and just didn't bring him back and started somebody else in the second half. And
because the lifeblood of NBA projections is minutes projections, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Better you could do with that. Better you're going to, more money you're going to make, but, like, it doesn't, like, it's, I honestly don't blame anybody because it's that time of season where people are tanking. You don't know what's going on. Yeah. He was high owned, and he could have been higher owned if he was announced starter earlier, cause it was a late game. He probably would have been 50 or 60.
Yeah.
Anyways, you don't know who's going to start. They leave them questionable whether they're tanking or not, whether they're getting ready for the playoffs. So there's, like, why do, and I usually release my props around like 2 or something, right? So, like, why would I, there's no point in that. And you might screw it up more than anything because you really can't bet any unders. So, like, when in the NBA, like, we've said this on shows in the past, like, you, if there's questionable players, you really don't want to mess with unders. Because if that guy, like, let's say DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine on the Bulls or something like that, where like, if one of them goes out, like your under points bet on LaVine is dead now. I mean, like you might hit it, but like, it was a waste of money. Like it was a bad bet, especially with if like DeRozan was questionable. So like, you could just like, I guess if I had to do a strategy, like the pick'ems or whatever, yeah. The pick'ems would make some sense too, because I'm assuming they just bring the parlay down one and then you play at those odds.
Yeah.
I don't know the rules on underdog, but I'm guessing that's what they are. So if a guy gets, you just do all overs, you know, smart overs, you know, use my app or something. And like my app is working for overlays right now on this. But don't trust the colors. The guy's got to fix the colors. Cause it's supposed to be like green if it's good, red if it's bad, but it's not, it's backwards right now. But if you upload ETR's projections, it'll just automatically overlay right next to the guy's name. Anyways, I would just bet overs. Mm-hmm. And then if the guy gets ruled out, so like just take three. And if the guy gets ruled out, like, hey, good. Like I got two guys left and their stud is one of their other studs is gone. Something like that. Like if you like this is like the slot machine degen thing. Like if you have to bet.
At least get it in slightly.
At least get it in, right? Yeah. But it doesn't mean I have to enable you guys by putting props out there that are going to be pointless in 3 hours.
What I would say is just take the Fred VanVleet overs. You know, help pump my Fred VanVleet heavy top shot bags there.
See, I would do like Barnes, VanVleet, Siakam. I'm not saying I don't know what the injury situation is on the Raptors, but just hypothetically, I'm saying. And then, like, if they sit Siakam, now you got a two man parlay that's got to be plus EV. I don't know what the odds are on this, and they don't have any vig on here. That I'm assuming that's probably plus.
Wait, EV. So what are you saying on the take the points?
Over? Yeah, so you do like over Siakam, over VanVleet, and then over Scottie Barnes points.
Yeah,
and you could do rebounds too. But anyways, just hypothetically with points. And now if Barnes gets ruled out. But don't bet this, Pete. I'm just saying because I don't know what the injury situation is.
I tailed Brian. I get financial advice. You said you're refunding that.
Oh, you got to pick it from at least two teams. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you rugged me. Give me another one, Brian. I'm tailing.
And then let's say Siakam gets ruled out. Now you're looking, you know, you probably get an extra point or so out of those guys. It depends on the distribution. You want to use your head on it, but like –
I don't want to use my head. I want you to tell me what to bet, and then I get mad at you.
But like rebounds would be a good one too. So like, yeah, I get. Well, Towns kind of eats all the boards up on.
Yeah, Minnesota. So you like the over there? You said eating up these boards. Is he gonna eat up 10 of them?
I don't know who's gonna get benched.
All right, there it is. Brian is guaranteeing you can bet $25 to win $250. I am sharing my slip. In the chat, you cannot lose. This one is on Brian.
All right.
Tail me. Tail Brian. Tail it. Lock City. They're coming for you, man. I can't wait to have a little
gambling NBA is fun. Sweat today. It is. I mean, that's a horrible bet if those guys don't get benched. It was theoretically.
No, you said it. I'm jamming three Asians into my lineup. And I'm betting all over Toronto.
They're probably playing for like a playoff spot, and like these guys need to play 50. You know, oh wait, now if they need to play 40 minutes, then actually that's not the end of the world because they keep them out there longer than normal.
Keep these thoughts out of your mouth, Governor. You know
that's fine. That's good because then you actually have a decent bet on your hands.
Wait, don't you think the whole thing's just voided if one of those guys doesn't play?
Well, this is what I was asking you because on the sports books, it just brings. It just brings the parlay down a leg and then gives you those odds.
Gotcha. I'll check in as a underdog thought leader. I should probably, probably Andrew Mackins. Let me know in the chat if that's how it works. This was fun. Thank you guys as always for hanging out. Brian and I will huddle about next week. I think it'd be fun to do a little Masters theme show on Wednesday.
Oh, you know what?
Andrew did confirm it does go from a pick four to a pick three. So your strat is undeniable.
This is probably after show talk, but we're here anyways. Let's talk to somebody at ETR maybe. their product will be released for that week. I'm sure they'd probably want to come out and show it off.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Sounds good. All right, guys. Thank you to the Hooper Twitch gang. Thank you to the YouTube gang. Hopefully you guys can remain civil throughout the week until the next show. Be sure to check out Brian's site, brick75.com. You can get more his ownership projections and also his nifty app. I've been using it for underdog drafts. You can use it for pick 'em, upload your favorite projections, and then just straight print. Anything I'm forgetting, Brian?
No, don't slap anyone. All right, guys. Yeah, I don't know if that needed to be said, but try not to slap anybody if you can help it. Ownership is up on my site if you want to check it out for PGA tomorrow. We got the app working. I think that's it. If you have a Twitch account, sub to my Twitch account, please. I'm embarrassingly low amount of followers.
Normally I would play the outro, but I'm going to play the intro one more time to serve as our outro, because I want to see it again. Thank you guys for hanging out. We will see you next Wednesday afternoon. Peace.
He thinks this is a go. Vegas Dave thinks this is a go.
Hot naked girls doing yoga.
What? Why don't you just win like a man?
Random.org. Type in 1 for yes, 2 for no. Let the DFS guys pick for you.
And I'm absolutely begging you not to dupe us. Please don't dupe us.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.